KLOS.
Hey, it's Gary Moore. We have more free concert tickets just about every hour tonight. Plus, night two of our all-you-can-eat Prozac bar for Packers fans. See you at 7, 95.5 KLOS.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass, there's a real blade.
Howdy and Frank show, asking you the question, how do you fight with your mate? And who better to ask than Emmy-winning actor John Cryer, who's on the phone with us. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
How are you guys?
We're good.
We're awesome. I know that you're married to the lovely Lisa Joyner, right?
Yes.
And I can't imagine you guys fighting, but when you do have a disagreement, how does it go down?
It goes down super quietly.
And you just say, honey, you're right. You're right.
Sorry?
You just say, honey, you're right.
Yes, exactly.
He's a smart guy, see?
My wife is one of my favorite things about my wife is that she is incredibly to the point. A lot of guys consider women to be, you know, very complicated, complex creatures that don't really say what they mean and are full of mystery and enigma, and my wife is not. My wife just tells me flat out, honey, stop doing that crap or I'm going to can you, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I have to say I'm very grateful because that's what men want, ladies. They just want clarity.
And if you guys ask us what's wrong, please don't say nothing. You're sitting there crying and saying, nothing, nothing.
Exactly. Just tell us and also tell us what we can do, because telling us what's wrong without having some avenue to fix it is very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. John Cryer on the phone with us, the star of Two and a Half Men.
Emmy Award winner.
When I think of your character, Alan, I think that, I mean, you're a great actor, but I think that when I see Alan and I think John Cryer, I think that's the same guy.
That means he's a good actor.
Was there much stretch to get Alan Harper?
No. I would love to say, oh, no, we're not alike at all. He's a weasel. I'm a weasel. He doesn't look good shirtless. I don't. The Venn diagram covers a lot of area between the two of us.
The recent episode that I watched that I really got a kick out of is when I guess you had a health scare and you were eating peach cobbler in bed and everyone was taking care of you and you're watching porno on the television set. And I was like, that is every guy.
Watching
like,
porn
this
while
is the best
peach
day
cobbler.
Of my life. Yeah, and while
yeah,
his girlfriend.
Exactly.
I was like, I mean, I thought for a while there, I mean, it was like, I can't believe they're doing this on network television. This particular scene.
Is,
but I think you can do it and get away with it because you're. I mean, everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Well, we have gotten away with
so much
ridiculous, horrifying things that America should rightly cringe at.
It's the number one show, and moving to Thursdays at 8:30, and it premieres tomorrow night. So it's moving to Thursdays. Is that a good sign or a bad sign that it's moving?
Well, I like to think of it as a good sign, even if it's a bad sign.
Yeah, just be positive.
It's great because we're right after Big Bang, which is besides that they're next door to us and they're super cool guys. It's in my mind actually probably the best comedy on television right now, and it's so Thursday night's going to be really awesome on CBS actually because it's Big Bang then us then Person of Interest which is pretty great.
Love that
and
show.
Then Elementary, which I haven't seen, but Lucy Liu is on, and I'm down for whatever she's down for.
No, definitely. I see that Miley Cyrus makes a guest appearance on Two and a Half Men.
Yes. And Miley is all growed up.
Mm-hmm.
There's some cleavage going on.
Yeah.
That I don't recall Hannah Montana having.
Oh, yeah, really?
She's all grown up. She's walking around the set just smoking joints and stuff, and just you're like, my God, it's Miley Cyrus. Settle down.
Yes, and cursing.
I'm smoking high, y'all.
And squatting and urinating.
You heard it here first, folks.
Oh, thank you.
She's incredibly professional. I mean, she grew up on a Disney show, so
yeah. You don't get to that level by not showing up for work and not being professional.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that on a Disney show.
But wasn't Amanda Bynes a Disney actress? She wasn't Amanda Bynes?
No,
was never...
she was Nickelodeon, and you know they're all tramps.
Oh, those Nickelodeon tramps. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I mixed those up. John Cryer on the phone with us. Two and a Half Men moves to Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m., and it premieres tomorrow night. So be sure and check out the whole new season. Thank you so much, John, for coming on the show with us. And if you're ever available, you need to come down and sit in the studio with us and have some fun.
Oh, love to. Absolutely. I love doing that.
We'll have cobbler for you.
Yeah,
it'll be a tradition.
Cobbler and porn when you come by, I swear. We'll do it.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Bye. I was going to ask him about his, he was in the Malibu Triathlon. That's not something I see Alan Harper doing. So he's like, I don't know if he was like trying to do that just to like, because he's too close to his character and personality that he had and he wrecked his bike and had road rash and everything.
Oh.
I mean, lost his teeth when he was young. I mean.
Yeah, he's got the two fake teeth in the front there.
Pretty tough guy.
Yeah.
The triathlon?
Well, you did that once.
Well, yeah, once. Then the swim.
But you didn't try.
I did the athlon. When I'm getting passed by a woman who's 86 on the run, I'm like, oh, great.
You just did the athlon.
The swim took it out of me.
Yeah.
Seriously. And now I know why those fish have those trails of poop hanging out of them, because mm-hmm. I was swimming so hard that when I got out of the water, I spent like the next 20 minutes inside the porta potty.
While everybody else is already into their bike clothes and on their way.
It literally scared the crap out of me, because
you feel like you're drowning when everybody starts. They're just climbing all over each other.
Even though everyone's swimming, it looks like, I mean, you're in the water with that many people. It seems like everyone's flailing, and you are fighting for your life. And you're getting kicked in the face. You're getting punched. I mean, because people are, you know, stroking, and so the
you start down lower? Like, go pick a spot where nobody is.
You're looking like the competitor when you're waiting for everyone to go first. Hey, everyone, go ahead, and then I'll start. No, it's like your mom getting in. No, you kids go first,
then
I'll dip my toes in.
But then
in.
She doesn't want to get her hair wet, so she's doing the breaststroke with her head above water in the mom triathlon.
I got my pink flowered swimming cap on with my goggles.
And nose plug.
No, but I was so, I mean, you're in there, and it's like, yeah, there's no, you could go under at any minute, and no one's going to notice one swimmer who's under when there's hundreds swimming. And so, but it's something everyone should at least try once. A mini marathon, just try it once. I mean, because there's a lot of people out there. They're not all extreme iron athletes.
Yeah.
It's just a day of workout. Consider a mini triathlon. It's just a day of
hardcore
fitness.
Hardcore workout, yeah.
That you're getting in, because there's people who are all shapes and sizes out there doing it, and so yeah.
I want to do a half marathon. That's on my bucket list, because I'm sure I'll
just
do
a mini and then
what's
count
a
it.
Mini marathon?
A mini is like, you know, you swim 500 yards as opposed to swimming a mile or a half a mile.
It's okay,
500 yards, and you bike 6 miles and you run 2. It's something like that.
Oh, well, I could do that.
A mini. Yeah, it's like a day of working out.
Okay,
yeah, try it. Let's see. When we come back, we're going to revisit how do you fight with your mate. Is it is it yelling? Is it quiet? And I also have the cash and
gas. That's right.
To give away.
In the 8 o'clock hour.
So I'll be doing that. I have two. I didn't give any in the 7 o'clock hour.
That's right.
I have two in the 8 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
Maybe I should just give one to somebody right now. Can I just take a call right now and give it to somebody?
Why not? It's our show, Frank. We can do whatever we want.
Let's go to Kate on line 3. Yeah. Hello, Kate.
Good morning.
Hey, Kate.
It says here that you and your boyfriend fight, but you do not raise your voices.
No, and whenever we don't resolve an issue, it's because I'm being the irrational, emotional person, and I have to realize that every time.
Why don't you just raise your voice? I cannot stand when someone argues me with a quiet voice, because then it's more condescending to me that they're not raising their voice. No, I said
please.
Well, I don't see the point in raising my voice. It's a lot of energy to waste.
See, I'm kind of with Kate.
Because we're passionate. You're not even passionate about your argument if you're not yelling.
If I'm saying, listen, what you did affected me in the following ways.
Well, you're kind of yelling right now.
No, I'm not.
That's not quiet voice.
I'm not whispering, but I'm just talking.
No,
I'm talking like I'm talking right now.
You're
if
yelling.
You look at me right now and say, why
you're
are you yelling,
yelling right
at me?
Now.
I'm not yelling at you.
Yes, there you're not.
I'm not yelling at you.
Well, that's
okay.
Better.
Listen, you have affected me in the following ways.
Stop yelling. Kate, I'm going to give you some cash and gas, sweetheart.
Yay, Kate.
You're the lucky winner, because I forgot to give it away earlier. So
we got all caught up.
You're going to get $250 in cash and $250 in gas. So congratulations. We're going to come back with more of your calls about how you fight. Is it different than the stereotypical fighting, the yelling and the screaming or the walking
Kate
out?
Kate whispers. Kate whispers.
Kate's a whisper fighter.
And I got to tell you the story that made me bring it up in the first place.
Oh, we can take another call.
Oh,
and then
right.
In the 8 o'clock hour, I have some more cash and gas to give away.
Yay.
So let's go to Brian on line 1. Brian, how do you fight with your wife?
Hey, how how's it going? Yeah, what's up, Heidi and Frank?
Hey, Brian.
What up?
Man, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys forever. So me and my girlfriend, we fight the best way. It's really awesome. She knows when I'm upset with her on my way home from work. I mean, I work really long hours. So usually when I show up at home, she'll either be, you know, nude or dressed in something really sexy. And, I mean, if you're a guy just like me, it's kind of hard to yell at someone when they're dressed like that. You only got one thing in your mind, really.
That is actually brilliant. She takes all that power away. Like you're like, and another. Oh my God! When did you get that?
She'll have like her sexiest lingerie on when you walk in, and you're all expecting a fight. You throw your bag down, walk into the kitchen, and she's half naked.
Really, like there's times, you know, like we both take the same medication, and thank God it's legal. But on my way home, I'll say, "Hey, is there any medication left for me?" She's like, "Oh no, I finished it all." And she'll know I'll be upset, so when I get home, she's in for it. But then, you know, I open the door, and it's like, hey, I don't need that medication anymore.
What kind of medication is this?
I am curious.
Oh, it's just an herbal refreshment, you know, Cali's Finest.
Oh, an herbal refreshment. You smoked it all! How dare you!
I love your laugh, Heidi. It's so awesome.
Thanks, Brian.
That's funny.
I never hear that.
Going back to your little 3-hour walk, one time we actually went to Alaska. I was working out there, and she took off on me, too, because we got into a huge argument, like yelling. There was no chance for her to get in, you know, de-road because we had other people living with us. I actually took off in the car to go find her because it's been a long time, and, you know, Alaska's all wilderness. I end up finding her. She's standing still, and about 100 yards away from her is a bear staring at her. So good thing I showed up just in time, and I was honking my horn and all that, and he ran away.
The bear was getting ready to eat his girlfriend.
Thank God she was dressed sexy. And he's like, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah, right. I was trying to take my...
How can you eat a girl who's dressed so sexy?
I've passed myself.
I just want to thank you guys, too, man. You guys are the only ones I know who can make waiting for AAA fun.
Well, thank you, Brian, so much, man. We're going to come back with more of your calls about how do you fight with your mate. How is it different than the stereotypical way to fight?
Yeah.
That's when we come back. 1-800-955-5567. We are Heidi and Frank.
95.5 KLOS. Right now at 95.5KLOS.com. Joe Jackson steps out at the Orpheum Theater October 6th. Enter for tickets with keyword Jackson.
Find out what KLOS concerts are coming to your part of town. Keyword concerts.
Everyone's favorite serial killer, Dexter, Season 6 on DVD. Win a copy with keyword Dexter.
And the one feature that always pleases, the KLOS Babe of the Day. She's right on the homepage.